There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Your thoughts on the team, and in particular, but we'll have a little section on one guy in particular because he's come back from loan, he's back into the squad, he's had a bit of an injury, he's played cameo against Arsenal, and he's selected tonight at right back. And what are your thoughts on our right back tonight, Bradley?
Do you know what? I was really impressed with his performance. I mentioned to Steve that I was expecting a little bit more of a conventional right back performance from him, really kind of just trying to do a job against this man in Willian. And obviously we know the danger that he's got in the experience and the wealth of experience he's got as a winger in the league, especially in England at his time in England. But I just thought, as an individual performance tonight, there could have been a lot of nerves just around him being exposed, maybe him being the weaker link in that back four, where an area in the pitch where, you know, Fulham might try to expose Liverpool, get in behind. But he just seemed really up for the challenge. He was really, he relished in the opportunity tonight, and he grabbed it by both hands for me, as far as I'm concerned. I know there's shouts there for Curtis Jones to get man of the match, and he does come away with the man of the match performance from the commentary. But at the same time, I'm looking at this young lad and I'm just thinking, you know, you've got a very high task to try and etch your way into this team. It's fortuitous that he's been presented this opportunity at the moment, but you've still got to be in a position to take it. And the word that I would use to really sum up his performance tonight was the tenacity. Tenacity from him and that energy that he brought into the game. Not just going backwards and with his defensive responsibilities, but what he offered us going forward. Not necessarily the same sort of outlet as Trent in terms of the deliveries into the box and kind of the crossfield balls or anything like that. It was just more about the timing of things. He was reading of the play. When there was a loose ball, he was first to it. Everything was front-footed from him, and it was a really promising performance. Because for me, again, I always say it, when a youngster or someone breaking into this squad for the first time in the team, set yourself that standard, lay a marker down, say that's the bar now for me, that's my barometer, and if I perform to that level consistently, I've always got a shout to be able to knock at the manager's door and say, when am I next getting some minutes? And I think he didn't put a foot wrong tonight. Really impressed with him. It was really a sure performance from him. I thought there'd be opportunities or there'd be times where Konate might have to bail him out, and you know, you might have to get a little bit of extra cover from the midfielder at times. But him 1v1, he didn't look fazed. He didn't look starstruck at the fact that, you know, he's up against a quality winger in Willian, who's been there, done it all, seen it all. And it was a really, really solid performance from the young lad, and one that he should be really proud of.
I think it was helped by the fact that, as good as Willian is, and he's had a, you know, stellar career, as you've quite rightly said a few times tonight, there's not a lot of pace in him anymore.
No.
What he is technically a very good footballer. There was a couple of quick-fire balls off the outside of his boot splitters tonight.
Yeah.
So you've got to be mindful of that. It's interesting that Linders said that both him and Bobby Clark are now founding members of the first team squad. Yeah. Didn't see Bobby tonight, obviously, but we saw a really good sample size of Conor Bradley tonight, and I think it's fair. That's a fair assumption that, you know, playing like that and putting in performances like that, he's going to be in the first team squad week in, week out. And as the game wore on and we sort of found our feet for a period, you're right about the going forward stuff. It was a catalyst for a lot of good stuff down that side. In the League One, playing for Bolton last season, player of the season.
It's a massive step up, massive, massive step up. And as I say, this Fulham side today, we had no fear. They came with a very clear game plan, and up until about 65 minutes, they seemed to be not all over Liverpool, but the game plan was working and they was executing it. They was following the instructions and they remained very disciplined. It was, again, you can say fine margins, but it's in those moments on that right-hand side where we seem to come alive in that second half, and we seem to cause them a lot of problems that he wasn't able to solve in-game. I don't think, I don't think when we made the substitutions, we was playing at our best. I think Klopp's right to call to the substitutions when he does, really. He'd seen enough. He seemed a little bit toothless, that there wasn't really any aggression or real penetrative passes going forward. And in those moments, you're expecting someone to be a spark. You need a bit of a catalyst. You need someone to really grab the game by the scruff of the neck. You don't expect it to be, you know, your young right back that's been out for as long as he has and not really got that many games with this side. But I felt like down that right hand side, it just seemed to click a lot better. We've seen it in the game against Arsenal. Klopp tinkered with things without really having to go to his substitutes. Today he had to draw to the substitution bench. He had to bring on that extra bit of quality and that extra little bit of firepower. He rolled the dice. I think he was right to do that, if I'm being completely honest with you. And I think the substitutions were absolutely spot on. I think you could probably talk about their performances in the player ratings a little bit more and unpack it. But for me, what he did, the work rate that he put in today, it was like, you know, when Trent had first emerged and you thought, ooh, there's something here that can be said about this player. You know, you could see a pathway from getting into the team. We're seeing fantastic progression from Trent's footballing career as he's evolving as a player. And maybe you are looking to think, all right, well, in the next 12 to 18 months, who does fill that void as a right back permanently if Trent is going to be, you know, replaced and moved into midfield? And Bradley now just needs to obviously stay fit and keep performing to the level that he performed tonight. You can't underperform now. You've shown us all the signs that you've got the ability, not only going forward, but you've got the ability to look solid in defence. There will be a lot more tougher wingers that he's going to come up against, trickier wingers with more pace, probably a little bit more skills in the locker. But when you come up against someone with as much experience and as nous as Willian, to be able to, for the large part, even quiet, I don't think he's at really any fault for the goal. I know he does dive in a little bit in the penalty area, which is something that, you know, we'll have to learn to kind of cut out of his game, because typically our defenders stay on their feet for as long as physically possible. We don't really want to give away penalties softly like that. I think William rides the challenge really well. But I was impressed. There was a few players that impressed me. I think, you know, you look at Curtis Jones. We was asking who in that midfield is going to try and grab the game by the scruff of the neck, who's going to really try and take it to Fulham. And just in that second half, Liverpool upped the gears. We've been saying it, you know, how do we kill games off in 20 minutes and consistently do it? Because we haven't really been putting a body of work together for a 60, 70 period in game. We seem dominant. We seem like we have a lot of possession. But in terms of that goal mouth and peppering a goal, it can be hit and miss with us sometimes. But when that we get into that 20-minute groove, you know, you're up against it because we're on our team to stop.
Yeah, I think regards him, he's got a bright future ahead as a right-back cover or potentially a right-back. And I'm sure those of you that are tuning in would have enjoyed his performance tonight, as we all did.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.